Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. That is the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. And it reads as follows: And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Amen. I want to speak today on the topic, faint not. Let's dive into the scripture, shall we? The scripture states that we should not be weary in well doing. What does well doing mean? Well, we do things that are well. We help others. We try to love one another. We help the elderly. You know, we just help. And those are good things. That is well doing.
Amen.
But it goes deeper than that. You know?
Amen.
And I'm going to try and explain what that means.
Okay.
Well doing in the eyes of God is doing His will.
Amen.
Okay? We have spent our entire lives doing our own will and doing things our own way.
Yes.
Doing things our way does not please God. In fact, it is God's will that we submit to Him and allow His will to be done in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well doing or doing the will of God is not easy. It is a process to get to that point in our lives.
Amen.
That process includes, but is not limited to, spending more time in prayer.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree that spending more time with God is the best way to find out what His will is?
Yes.
Here's another one. Asking God to take control of our lives. In other words, submitting to God's will. See, I told you it wasn't going to be easy, right? Matthew 16:24 states, Then Jesus said unto His disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We must be willing to take up our cross and follow Him. Taking up our cross means during the process, we must allow God to change us and be willing to go through the things that are necessary for us to be changed. Jesus had a wilderness experience. That was His change.
Amen.
Okay, that's when His ministry didn't start until He did the wilderness. Then He knew, and God knew, that He was going to do only God's will.
Amen.
Because He was tempted to do somebody else's.
Yes.
But He denied it, saying, I will only do the will of God. Many of us have submitted to God in some way and realized that we must change to do His will. If we think about it, we get saved as sinners, right? We're all sinners when we get saved. And we still are sinners, right?
Amen.
God must change us into His image because He created us in His image. Would you agree?
Yes.
Because as sinners, it is impossible to do God's will.
That's true.
Amen. Y'all with me so far?
I'm
going to do this now. It is easy to not continue with the process of being changed. It's uncomfortable. We must let go of ourselves, our way of thinking, and our way of doing things. Which brings us to the next point. The scripture tells us not to be weary, right?
Yes.
The word weary is defined as having one's patience, tolerance, or pleasure exhausted. Okay? One of the things that us humans struggle with is patience.
Yes.
Would y'all agree?
Yes.
I know I do. I will give you some examples. Simple examples. Not going to get too deep. We do not like waiting in line for anything. Would you agree?
Agreed.
We want to get out of that line as soon as possible.
Yes.
We want to be at the front of the line, get what we came for, and leave.
That's true.
If we see five or six people in line, We're looking to find another line, okay? The one that has less people, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't have the patience to stand in the line that has a lot of people.
True.
Amen?
Amen.
And here's another one. We hate waiting in the doctor's office. Now let's dive into this a little bit. When we go to the doctor is rarely ready to see us when we arrive. Mm-hmm. And is usually overbooked. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a waiting period, right? Mm-hmm. So what do we have to do? We must sit in that reception area and wait. Mm-hmm. And wait. Mm-hmm. And wait until finally our name is called. Now, when we do get our name called, his assistant will give us our, weigh us, take our blood pressure, take our temperature, and tells us that the doctor will be right in. 30 minutes later, the doctor shows up, right? We've lost our patience. We're not patient anymore. Mm-hmm. Our blood pressure, glad she checked it before we did it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would have been elevated, right? Because we had to wait.
Yes.
We don't have the patience to just go there and just say, okay, mm-mm, we want to get in and we want to get out, right? That's the way it is. Now, here's another one. When we pray, if it is not answered right away, then we become impatient. Would you agree?
True.
I know that I do. Expecting it to happen immediately. Sometimes God doesn't do it immediately. Mm-hmm. He has his own timeline. It's according to his will, not ours. Mm-hmm. We must be patient during the process of being changed. We must trust the process. Mm. We must understand that the process will help us in the long run. Mm. Because it will. Which brings us to the next part of the scripture, which states, "For in due season we shall reap." This is motivation for us to continue the process. We shall reap in due season on heaven and in earth, okay? Mm-hmm. We will reap. It's written. It's not if, it's a fact. Mm-hmm. What will we reap with? Okay, we shall reap the reward of being in God's will and living a much better life. Anybody up for that? Mm-hmm. We shall reap the reward of peace in our lives that surpasses all understanding. Think about that. We shall reap the reward of knowing that God is with us always. If you're in God's will, you know he's present. You feel his presence. He's working through you. You're never alone. We shall reap the benefits of not making bad decisions. I'm raising my hand on that one because that's one that I would love to not worry about, making bad decisions. I've made enough in my life. I don't want to make any more. We shall reap the reward of being a light in a world full of darkness. Think about it. If God is working through your life, you're going to shine. You're not going to be like everybody else. You're going to stand out. And people look at you and say, okay, I see what's up. And it may draw them to God, which is what it's all about, right? We shall reap the reward of being a true child of God. We always say we're children of God, but if we stick to the process, we will truly be a child of God, right?
Amen.
We shall reap the reward of bringing joy to our Father and glorifying his name. Has nothing to do with us. It's about bringing joy to our Father and glorifying his name.
Praise Jesus.
Right?
Amen.
We fall short in this, sir. Mm-hmm. I do. I'm going to admit it. We will reap a whole lot more than what I just stated once we are changed. That is what is meant by due season. After we change, then we'll reap. That's the process. You can't reap before you change.
Amen.
Okay, you got to change, then you'll reap. Mm. To be honest with you, only a few of us will be willing to go through this process because we do not like to change. That's humans. We're comfortable in our own skin.
That's true.
We don't want to change. Why should we change? Mm-hmm. I'm not broke. That's the way we see. I'm not broke. Why do I need to change? I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just going about my life. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not on drugs. I'm not beating my kids. I'm not doing this or doing that. Why should I change?
True.
Well, if you were that perfect in your own mind, this wouldn't apply to you. But it does. There's no perfection outside of God. There's no right outside of God. Are y'all listening to me? There's no right outside of God.
Amen.
Stop thinking that just because you are living what you think is a great life, that you've arrived in God, because you have not. The only way you can arrive in God is by God changing you into His image. Mm-hmm. Period. There's no shortcut to this process. You got to go through it to get to it. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. We love who we are so much, and we really want to stay the way we are. It's sad, but true, right? Mm-hmm. We as Christians have an obligation, though, at least to try the process. Okay? We got to at least give it a whirl, right? What we had to lose, right? Except ourselves, right? We may want not want to, but amen, that's what we should do, right?
Yeah.
Why are we really trying to hold on to ourselves? That's the big question. Why are we holding on to ourselves? What for? Think about it. What are we holding on to? Well, I got a list of some of them, okay? We're holding on to worry, okay? We worry. We're human. Everybody worries, right?
Yeah.
We're holding on to stress. Stress caused by us worrying, basically, right? Right?
Yeah.
We're holding on to our sinful nature because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? So if we don't change, then we're holding on to that sinful nature of ours, right?
Right.
We're holding on to making wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that earlier. We make wrong decisions.
Yes.
How would you like not to make wrong decisions?
That'd be great.
So we're holding on to something that's not really producing for us, right? Yeah. We're holding on to being quick to anger. Mm. Okay, got quiet. I have my moments when it comes to anger. I ain't going to sit here and say like I'm perfect, because I'm not. But at least I'm trying to go through the process. It hurts, but I'm trying. It ain't easy. I like who I am. But that's another sermon for another day. We are holding on to jealousy, right? Somebody over there has a better car than you. Somebody has a bigger house than you. Somebody makes more money than you. We're jealous of that. Why? Why are we being jealous instead of being thankful for the fact that we got these things anyway, right? It may not be the best car. It may not be the best house. You may not make the most money.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But you have it. There are millions of people in this world that don't have a dime, don't have a house, don't have a car, don't have anything. They're literally living homeless. And we're being jealous of somebody who has a little more than we do, instead of looking and seeing that there's somebody that does not have what we have. Wow. And giving thanks for that.
Jesus.
Okay? Mm. We're holding on to fear. Fear is the lack of faith. Okay? That's just pure and simple. Fear is the lack of faith. By going through this process, and we no longer have fear because during the process, our faith will increase, right?
Right.
Then we don't have fear anymore. How would you like to go through life without fear? You're not afraid of anything. Take a risk in a heartbeat. Hey, this is what it would be. I'll do what I can. I'll do what I need to do. No fear. No second guessing. No nothing. You just do it. Knowing that it's going to be right because you've gone through the process and your decisions are no longer wrong. Your decisions are right. Amen. Here's another one. We hold on to no peace in our lives. Now, you know we got some family members. We all got family members we don't get along with. Mm-hmm. We try. Okay?
Yeah.
But they don't bring any peace to our lives, do they? Mm-hmm. Okay? And we need peace. We want peace. We desire peace. We need peace, okay? After working 9 to 5 or whatever we're doing, we want to come home to an environment where it's peaceful. We want to work in an environment that's peaceful.
Yes.
Everywhere we go, we want it to be peaceful. If we think it's not going to be peaceful, we're not going to go.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Here's another thing we're holding on to. We're holding on to hatred. Mm-hmm. Hatred comes in many forms. It could be racism. Yeah. It could be toward the elderly, mm-hmm. or to kids even. It could be mm-hmm. to gays, straights, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hatred is hatred. Mm-hmm. I don't, you can call it whatever you want, but it's still hatred. There's no hating God. All God does is love us, despite us, okay?
Yes.
He loves us despite us. There's no hatred in God, okay? So that's what we want, because we don't want hatred in our lives, right? And here's the biggest one. We are holding on to ungodly behavior. Think about it. If we're sinners, then our behavior is as sinners, right? We may not sin as much as the next guy in our mind, but we're still sinners. We may not have killed anybody. We may not have raped anybody, but we're still sinners. To God, a sin is a sin. It don't, I don't care if it's the smallest sin in the world. It's still a sin. It is still wrong.
Amen.
And that's ungodly behavior. We, if we stay the way we are, we're holding on to that.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
The last part of the scripture says, if we faint not. Mm. Okay? That means don't give up. Mm. I don't care how hard the process is. It doesn't matter. God, we're not going through the process alone. Jesus wasn't in the wilderness by himself. God was there with him.
Amen.
The same God that was with Jesus in the wilderness will be with us in our wilderness.
Amen.
As we go through the chain. Mm-mm-mm. Thank God, huh?
Thank God.
Thank God. So if we really not faint or not give up or not, you know, call it a day, so to speak, mm-hmm. and continue in this process, we'll be fine. Saints, we should stay the course. Do not get weary and trust the process. We will be able to do this if we faint not. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come. Praising your name and thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you for showing us, Lord. Teaching us today, showing us what we need to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us, Lord. It's not going to be easy, Lord, but help us to trust that process, Lord, to be willing to change, to be willing to be godly, to give up to all the things about us that really doesn't edify you, Lord.
Have mercy, Jesus.
So help us to understand that us doing this will reap benefits beyond what we could even imagine.
Jesus.
Not just here on earth, but in heaven too.
Jesus.
Lord, is that not the wish of all of us, Lord, to be with you? Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, you open the ears of those who hear it, touch their hearts. Pray, Lord, that you'll put a zeal in their heart to want to change and not faint.
Jesus.
Father, we all need this, Lord.
Yes, we do.
Father, I thank you for giving me this word. I pray your word will go out throughout the land. May you be glorified in it. May it make a change, not only in us, but in the world, Lord.
Please.
Father, we thank you. Please forgive us where we have fallen short, and we have, in all the areas I mentioned, Lord.
Jesus.
But Lord, we don't have to fall short anymore, Lord, if we just trust the process.
Thank you.
Help us, oh Lord. We need you, Father. We need you more than ever. I thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.